Good morning. You're listening to The Daily Cat, your morning news brief from WNUR News. I'm your host, John Kowalski. It's 9 a.m. Central Time on May 4th, 2026. Here are the headlines to start your day. May the 4th be with you, Wildcats. To celebrate this Star Wars-themed occasion, bring out all your Star Wars-themed clothing and merchandise and go to the Discovery Center in Binghamton, New York, where Star Wars-themed arts and crafts will be made and intergalactic fun will occur. In other news, President Trump's approval rating has hit an all-time low, with more than 6 in 10 Americans disapproving of the president's job. This follows the start of the Iran war, rising fuel prices, and various policies that have been put in place since Trump entered office. President Trump commented that stranded ships within the Strait of Hormuz will be guided through by U.S. ships starting today, while also stating in a Truth Social post that various neutral and innocent countries have been affected by the war. The initiative to move ships out of the strait is known as Project Freedom and will involve large masses of military strength. A man of Evanston origin was arrested following a shooting that occurred 3 days ago in a northern Chicago suburb. He currently is looking at 2 felony charges. That's all for today's Daily Cat. From Evanston, Illinois, I'm John Kowalski. Be sure to check out more news stories on our website, WNUR.news. You can also listen to these stories live during our next news show today at 6 p.m. at 89.3 FM or at WNUR.org. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you today for another edition of the Daily Cat in our regular broadcasting.